All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a holiday week on The Usual Suspects. Therefore, everybody should be in a great mood, even though it's a Monday. And hopefully, wherever you're going in the next 3 hours, you take us with you, and we will take you on a ride. It is Barry, it is Nick, it is Joel. We are all in studio, live, ready to go. And ready to bring it all towards you.
What it do?
What's up?
How was your week, sir?
Yeah, world traveler.
We missed you.
No, we didn't. Don't lie, Nick. Don't start out with a lie.
That was a
big lie, too, yeah.
I hate you.
It wasn't a fib. That was a bold-faced lie.
Way to take 15 seconds and completely ruin my mood. I was I was in such a great mood.
Good job, Nick. Job well done, sir.
I ruined his mood earlier when I was munching in the production.
Oh, my God. You sounded like
loud.
A horse.
I was watching it just unfold.
Did you
hear
him,
Barry's reaction. I did, yeah.
It was loud. I was like, is this dude chewing gravel? What is in the bag? Is that Munchos or is it gravel?
I thought it was Lance because I had made the mistake. I brought him in and so it was on me because we were talking
football.
You thought
football. I was aggravated at
Lance?
I
thought you were going to get mad at that. But then I
was
looked
mad
at Barry's
Mr.
face
Ed
glaring
here.
Across the table at Nick. And Nick, oblivious to it all, just between the crunching and then the like massaging of the bag, Barry was about to explode.
They
it
were
was
munchies.
Hilarious.
I was eating munchies, and they were good.
You sounded like a horse eating a cud.
It was funny because I knew I was doing something wrong when both of you guys just
got quiet
and looked at me. I was like, I'm doing something to aggravate somebody.
I was staring at you, and Joel was staring at me, staring at you.
Yeah, I was like watching a tennis match. I'm like, Barry, Nick, is Nick going to figure it out? Is Barry going to blow
up? Oh, my God. Can Palillo hear this in the other room in the studio with the door closed? I wonder if this is going out over the air.
Good-ass munchies.
It was really loud.
Good-ass munchies.
Yeah, well, you know.
Are they munchos or munchies?
Are they munchos?
I don't know.
I like to call them munchies.
Munchos are those chips, though. I think it was munchies. Munchos are the chips, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think munchos are the chips.
This was like a mix.
We're about to find out.
And Cheetos.
Yeah, of course.
Pretzels.
We're going to get plenty of feedback on the text and Twitter's line. Good travels. It was awesome working with Gilbert Gottfried. I can say this without a doubt. He is not the same person on stage that he is off stage.
Oh, for real?
Is he another one of those quiet, introverted mellows?
Yes.
Really?
So I get a voicemail. So I meet him on Friday, and first of all, bless his heart, he is getting old. Mm. And he is breaking down. He's apparently got a leg issue or something. So he already is kind of, you know, slow moving. And now with the leg, like he could barely get in my car. I was like, well, good thing I didn't have a truck. He could barely get into a Honda Accord.
Why are you driving him?
Because we stayed at the same hotel and he flew in and didn't have a car. Okay. And I drove in. So we're going to the same spot, staying at the same spot. So it kind of made sense. So I pick him up and we get, and he doesn't say a word. He looks at me and I'm Barry. He goes, oh. And then he just gets in and we go to the hotel, doesn't say a word. I was like, hi, nice to meet you. He's like, hi. I was like, you know, usually you want to ask guys. Usually you want to ask like, oh, is there anything you don't want me to do on stage? Because some guys may have like a signature bit or a closing bit that may be similar to what you do and they don't want you to ruin it.
Sure.
So they'll be like, no, yeah, don't talk about, you know, having sex with a goat because that's my thing or yuck, whatever it is. So you're like, all right. So I asked him, he goes, no, I can't think of anything. So like he's not talkative at all. And that's fine. And I pick up on that right away. So I'm not talkative. I'm just real chilled and relaxed.
So the pregnant pause, awkward, turns into awkward silence,
it's
and no one's talking.
Thank God, oh, it's a 5-minute ride at most from the hotel to the club. So we don't spend much time. I said, did you have a good flight? And his response was, yeah. That was it. I was like, all right.
So he was just being brief about everything.
It was, I could tell he didn't want to make small talk. So I don't know, you know, that's fine. It's whatever. So we get to the hotel we get to the club and get him in the room and... In the green room, he and I are just in the green room, and I'm not talking a lot. And I asked him something. I was like, so have you been to El Paso recently? And he doesn't say anything. He just goes, it's so dry here. Like, that's all he says. I was like, oh, okay. And he sounds nothing like what he sounds like in public.
So he doesn't do like Palillo on steroids?
I was so pissed that he had left me a voicemail Saturday midday because he wanted me to come. You know, he was like, hey, are we going to meet at the lobby at 7:15 or whatever to go to the show? But his voicemail, you would have, if I would have played it on air, you'd have been like, there's no way that's Gilbert Gottfried, because it literally sounded like, hey, this is Gilbert. Are you going to be picking me up at 7:15 in the lobby? And it's nothing like that. Flack. It's nothing like the two.
Yeah, because he has this kind of half-screaming. And
so he had warmed up a little bit to me on Saturday, so we had some nice conversations just about comedy and stuff, like just general small talk and stuff in the green room. So he was cool then. I think he was just exhausted the day before. So we had some cool conversations just about different things. But man, when he hits the stage, he turns it on. The voice, the character of Gilbert Gottfried. But he's super cool off stage. And I had heard mixed reviews about him. Some people said he was really nice, and some people said he was kind of an a-hole. You're always going to get that, because what I've learned is that usually the people that say somebody's an a-hole, it's because they don't know that line not to cross, or they're like pester them, or they won't leave them alone. You know, and I just found, like, if you're not a social idiot and you can pick up on some common, you know, feedback about, I just don't want to be messed with today, he was fine. So, I mean, he was a super nice guy. He was very nice to all his fans, and he signed autographs and books and DVDs that he had, and he had time for a picture with everybody, his autographs for the staff. So nothing but great things to say about working with a legit legend.
By the time it was done and you guys were parting ways, after the last show, was he like cool?
He was cool, but he's not a very like outward going. He's not very outgoing. He's not talkative to begin with. But we were very friendly by the end. I mean, okay. He was, because I mean, we had no choice but to hang out in the green room and stuff. And I took care of whatever he needed. You know, he'd be like, oh, do you, you know, because he couldn't get up the stairs either. So I had to help him on stage. I had to help him off stage. Yeah, his leg was really bad. He's not really that
63,
old.
63. I just happened to look it up.
I think it's just because he has a leg injury or something. Okay. So, but man, he was super cool, super nice, and it still has it, by the way.
Still a super skinny dude, too, or is he like...
Really skinny, just getting older like we all do. Somebody made a comment on one of the pictures. They were like, he looks old. I'm like, yeah, that's how age works, bro.
Yeah.
One day you're going to look old, right?
Does it last forever?
Is he going to look 15 for it? No, he's going to get old like everybody does.
And I'm trying to remember when you had Pauly Shore in here. Uh-huh. He obviously wasn't the weasel and the whole dude talking and everything like that, but he was still kind of...
Jimmy Walker wasn't JJ.
Jimmy Walker was very laid back, but wasn't Pauly still a little high strung?
No, he was the opposite. He was
because he wanted his buddy to talk. We're like, we'd rather have you talk.
He was kind of distant. But I think Gilbert was, you know, he's just not an outwardly... he's just not a social guy,
okay,
I guess is the best way to put it. But, man... And I was kind of like disappointed at first because he was doing his jokes and he's known for just being filthy dirty on stage. He's got a whole DVD of dirty
it's
jokes.
Like Bob Saget. He's known as when he gets his comedy, it's off the
and,
chart.
And he wasn't like that for like the first 30 minutes of his 45-minute set. He was funny. He was really funny. He had great jokes, but he didn't really cuss. I mean, he said the F word maybe once or twice in 30 minutes and that was it. So I was thinking... Oh, so he's just a different guy. And then when that last 50 minutes, he says, all right, and now I want to do some jokes for my, you know, dirty DVD thing. And that just killed. Like, he just brought the house down with him. And some of them are, like, you would consider street jokes, right? Like, jokes you've heard in the streets that people... Mm-hmm. Like, if I were just to tell you a joke that I had heard someone else tell me, kind of one of those things. And when you hear him do it, you realize, I wonder how many of these he actually wrote. Like, this could be where these jokes originated from, as a guy like Gilbert Gottfried, because he's that good at coming up with stuff and jokes like that become street jokes. So it was cool, man. It was great. Like, I've been pretty blessed this year. I got to work with Big J Okerson and now Gilbert Gottfried. And then, what was it, a year ago or 2 years ago when I got to work with George Wallace. So, dude, I'm just lucky. It's been cool. It's been really cool.
I mean, honestly, you're talking about him right now, and I probably should be a lot more excited, but I bet you if he was in person, I'd be like so giddy about the situation.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't think it was cool that you were working with him, but I would have expected that high energy.
The whole time.
The pit, yes. And it would have disappointed me, honestly.
It really would.
It would have disappointed me if I met the other version. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to. Yeah. I would want to see what I see on TV.
I've said this before.
I think a lot of people do.
A lot of people are like that.
Yep.
Like the Bill Murray. Bill Murray was filming Rushmore here.
And in Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, and, I didn't know that.
And they filmed it over there by Lamar High School and at River Oaks at St. Thomas, I think.
Oh, nice.
And so our ticket manager, he's a big basketball fan, so he wanted tickets. And he said, why don't you come over and bring me the tickets, and you'll have lunch with me and the cast and whatever and hang out. And so Terry, she's been a longtime friend. She goes, Joel, you want to go with me for lunch? And I go, yeah, where are we going? She goes, we're going to have lunch with Bill Murray. I'm like, shut up. And she's like, no, really. And we go, and I'm thinking between Saturday Night Live and the Star Wars and all that. Yeah. He just sits down and he goes, hey, how's it going? And it was just like, you don't want to be that guy. So you want him to start the conversation, or hopefully Terry says something, or maybe somebody else says something. But for the whole time, but then he came to the game, and they did like a reenactment of Caddyshack during a timeout with a putting contest. Mm-hmm. And like you said, switches on, yeah. Lights are on, boom. Here comes Bill Murray.
As soon as he would hit the stage, because like, you know, he's known, if you look up pictures of him, he's kind of squinty-eyed and really loud. And when you're around him, he's not that. But once he hit the stage, you know, he turns the facial expression on a little bit more, and the voice gets to be more Gilbert Gottfried-style voice. And
like, Pauly Shore was known for MTV.
Was
Gilbert
crazy.
Wasn't MTV as much, but he did.
No, he's known for his roasts. Like, he's brutal roasting.
Well, the 9/11 one was the one where he took a lot of heat.
Well, that wasn't a roast, I don't think, but it was too soon, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was at a roast or not, but he's known for being, like, legit one of the most brutal when it comes to roasting, and good at it. But
wow,
it was cool, man.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we're just getting started. If you want to get, you know, in the show right away, hey, we got positions opening up on the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776, where you can call or text. You can also hit us up via our Twitter accounts, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. So fasten your seatbelts. Away we go. It's the Usual Suspects on a holiday Monday. Right here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, before we get to the break, though, I do want to tell you about the good people at Gallery Furniture. You know how Mattress Mack does it. He and Alex Bregman were busy this weekend giving away turkeys to people that were less fortunate to make sure that they have a meal on the table for Thursday. Fantastic work by those two guys. But just as dedicated as Mack is to the Houston community when it comes to things like that, he's also dedicated to you and your furniture needs. And he wants you to think Gallery Furniture whenever you need furniture for any room in the house. That's why right now you buy $4,000 or more worth of furniture at Gallery, you get 40% of that back in accessories. It could be end tables, lamps, rugs, things for the walls. It's all part of the deal. It's a great way to get more bang for your buck, and it's available at all three Gallery Furniture locations, which all three are open until 10 o'clock every night, 7 days a week, to help you save money. That could be Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. That could be the Galleria or I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And, of course, he's also doing that double down promotion, Astros Rockets promo, by $3,000 in mattresses, and there's two ways to win. If the Astros win it all next year or the Rockets win it all this year, you get the mattresses for free. It's all part of the deal where you get to roll the dice. You still get quality furniture, and you get more than your money's worth. But at the same time, you got a chance where you also get a chance to get it free and return back to you money-wise while you still get to keep the great furniture. It's just the way Mac likes to take care of H-Town. So take care of Mac and shop at Gallery Furniture. I do. You should, too. And as Mac always says, it's exactly how they do business. Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 99.97.
It's Gulfgate time, and the savings never stop at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. During the Black Friday sales event at Gulfgate, buy a new 2018 Ram 1500 for $21,484 or pay $299 per month. Plus, during the Black Friday sales event, lease the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for $325 per month. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop, and our new state-of-the-art service center is now open with twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com.
Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500. MSRP 32740, 4256 dealer discount, 7,000 manufacturer discount. $299 per month for 84 months with 4.5 APR. Lease 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo. 48 monthly payments with $325, 10,000 miles per year. Must be financed through Ally. All prices plus TTNL. Must take from dealer inventory. See dealer for details. Offers end 11/30/18.
Hey, it's Gulfgate time. Come on.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back.
I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
We're in your corner. We're on your side. We're Houston-born, Houston-proud, and we're here for you. We are Allegiance Bank. As Houston's largest community bank, we take personal banking personally by ensuring a level of extraordinary service you just won't find anywhere else. From fast answers and personalized solutions to no-cost online banking and refunded ATM fees, at Allegiance, we pledge to do all we can to help you reach your financial goals. Allegiance Bank. We practice what we pledge. Member FDIC.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, already going to be a good week on The Usual Suspects. You guys are all probably in a good mood as you get ready to relax, get a long weekend, have a lot of good food, and hopefully family and friends, as we are amongst friends every day when we are doing this, 1 to 4 p.m., and we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's the studio, and that's where we're hanging out today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Just a quick reminder, obviously everybody off off Thursday for the holiday, and graciously, we get off Friday, too.
Yeah!
Last year we worked.
I know. So I think we chose a nice to work,
little,
right?
I think we had the option, but it's a nice little... I noticed on the schedule, they're running a bunch of games, pro and college, so it won't be nearly the ratings boost that we are.
Some text before we get into the Texans. Somebody texted right off the bat, let the boring Barry stories begin. Well, thank you for tuning in for my boring stories.
Oh, that's joyous.
Why would you tune in if you know they're boring?
Well, at least people are thankful.
Hey, Joel, so glad you could get special guest Barry Laminack today. God, I hate y'all so much. Somebody wanted to know, is Gilbert Godfrey cheap? No comment. Childhood memories.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, insert that.
There's a big rumor out there that he is super, we'll say frugal, that he's very frugal. I can neither confirm nor deny. Childhood memories growing up watching Problem Child. First time I remember seeing Gilbert Godfrey. I'll be honest, I don't know that I've seen I've never watched Problem Child.
I don't know what movies he was in. I know he was a big deal.
Yeah.
But he got big from doing the talk show circuit and MTV every now and then. And yeah, I don't remember in movies.
I'll leave it at that. Okay, so that's all the text. We got those out of the way.
Well, what's weird too is because, you know, Lisa worked at KBC in LA for so long. Mm-hmm. So she covered the Academy Awards. She was in a movie, so she got to do a couple red carpets and things like that. And I think you were out of town, and a buddy of mine that we play basketball with on Saturdays says, hey, text me, and goes, call me. And I go, why don't you just text me?
People that do that.
Yeah.
They text you to tell you. Yeah. It's like, bro, you could have just hit call instead of texting me.
He's like, I can't.
I'm not your bitch.
I'm not texting you. I go, what the hell is it? So now I'm inquiring of minds.
Right.
So I go, what's up? And he goes, hey, you want to play tomorrow? I go, we just played today. He goes, you want to play tomorrow? Game might suck, might be half court, but if you want to play, you're in. I go, in with what? Do I have to call? Because I get all the guys together. He's like, you want to play with Adam Sandler? I go, shut up. And he's like, no, seriously. You know, he's in town. He has relatives in town, but he wants to hoop. I went to high school with his brother-in-law, and they're putting it together. And I'm like, and I said, well, I'll let you know. And so I tell Lisa, and Lisa goes, well, you know, I've heard that he can be kind of an a-hole. And I was like, yeah, I had talked to a few people that kind of gave me mixed signals, but I know Salisbury was really tight with him. So at the last minute, I was like, no, I'll go. So I show up. Dude could not have been nicer.
Yep.
Cool, took pictures with everybody that wanted pictures, was cracking some jokes. You know, and at first, because, you know, you go in with that preconceived notion. I walk on the court, they were already playing. They're playing full and they're playing hard. And I first thing I'm looking is, can he play? He can play.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this. And all of a sudden, because the guys know we play with an NBA ball on Saturdays, I show up. So they go right into my gym bag. They pull the bag. I go, switch the ball out. So we're going to play with this. And he goes, what the F is this? Get this BS out of here. And I was like, oh, well, I'm off to a good start already. But after that, I mean, he just wanted to be one of the guys. Yeah. So you can't always believe what you hear.
True.
When you until you get to know him.
Yep.
Because, you know, I mean, you and I get along just fine. So with all that being said.
From the get-go. I mean, we were best buds
right off the bat. Right from A&M. Right on through. Dave South had to be our buffer.
I feel like you're breaking the fourth wall right now. I feel like we both are.
Dave South! Boy, that was it, too. That was the first time that we did a show together.
For show.
All right. So you want to talk about this 7-game winning streak that's going on here with your Houston Texans?
Man, after my 11 and a half, actually 12-hour drive, because I have a small bladder and have to stop and pee a lot. Mm-hmm. I know, right? The guy that wears bitch pants has to pee a lot. Go figure. Anyways, I got home. Yeah.
Did your wife?
I did that.
Never mind.
I got home and I was up all night trying to watch the damn game and not fall asleep and make notes. But look, first impressions. Mm-hmm. A win's a win. And I feel like we say that every week because you're like, oof, they got lucky again.
Not to interrupt the flow here, but did we all win on that pick because Fairbairn missed the field goal? Because I think it was +3 on the Redskins.
I know a lot of people that didn't because of Fairbairn because Granato was pretty hot.
Yeah, because it was -3 for a lot of people, and he would have, you know, the Texans obviously would have covered had he hit that field goal. But for us, I think it was to our advantage.
I would have to go back and look.
All right. Well, I thought maybe you knew off the top of your head.
Was it +3?
Well, the line that we did.
I think it was. No.
It was either 3 or 3.5. It was one of the two.
It was Redskins +3.
Yeah. It was either +3 or +3.5.
Then yes, we all won our pick.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least I won that one.
Otherwise, no. Dude, I'm 8-4 this week again. But
I'm not talking
what?
About those picks. I'm talking about the AJ.
No, that's
picks.
What I'm saying. I'm 8-4 this week in my NFL picks. One of the four is the one I sent AJ.
I was really. I was so mad by the
just
way because
so
I pissed. You know
because every week I do that.
He always
every
does
week.
The overly friendly, way too long messages to us to get our picks in,
which are get your picks in.
Yeah, or something worse than that. So I was like, I'm way out ahead of it today, but I was like debating between two games, so I left it in my draft, so I was just going to send it. I'm on my way to the gym Saturday. I go, God, I forgot. So I was like, well, right after the game, I'll be fine. So I really wanted to put, I like Utah. I thought Utah was going to be a strong pick. So it says it's the late game, Eastern time. I get home, I'm ready to send the pick, and I don't want to catch the wrath if I send it, and then he's got to send it back. Yeah. And I check ESPN, 4:17 gone in the first quarter. No, I'm like, well, that's gone.
Yeah.
And then of all the other games I had to choose, I chose West Virginia, who lost to Oklahoma State. And
I believe that was my pick, too.
God. And then NFL?
I sent him West Virginia and Baltimore.
Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers at Detroit. I think it was 4.5. I'm like, I'm good here because now they're going to tie the game in overtime. Just score. Get the ball first and score. I win. No, they go for two. Boom. Swift kick right in the grapes, and I'm done. 0-2. Beautiful week.
I felt the same way about the Steelers, man. I thought for sure they were going to cover.
Ooh,
nope.
Man.
Did not cover.
They're lucky they won. Yeah, that was a hell of a game. That might have been the game of the weekend so far.
And I'm sure we'll get to
get all that, yeah.
But this Texans team, it's so my big takeaway from this game is not that they ran the ball well, because they did. Not that the defense got some big stops when they needed to, because they did. Not that this team got lucky, because they did. My big takeaway is they're on a 7-game winning streak, and Deshaun Watson isn't playing like the Deshaun Watson we expected he would be. And so that says a lot to me about this team, and whether you want to say they're lucky or whatever, but the resiliency of this team and their ability to play what you hear. So you hear this term a lot, complimentary football. You hear Bill O'Brien say it a lot. But this is the product of that when you see the running game and the offensive line step up when they need to, when Deshaun Watson goes, you know, 16 of 24 with two interceptions and you know, 200 yards. Didn't have a great game. Hasn't had a great game in a while. But the team is playing, and they're winning.
I mean, that's the biggest thing. You know what? You have to play the schedule that's put out in front of you. And you can't dictate what your opponents do. You can only control you. And what they're doing right now, to your point, is he went, he had a streak where he had several interceptions per game, multiples, and I think three straight. Hadn't thrown one in the previous three, but right off the bat, he gets two. And then the stupid announcers, when you get like the D team, they're like, he's thrown three picks. I'm like, no, because the last one was D-Hop made the catch, and then it was ruled a takeaway or a fumble.
Right.
But no, but you're like, no, he didn't have three, but he did have two.
Yeah.
And the one, you want to talk about.
So it's three games, not five. Luck has been gone, five games without a sack or something.
Yeah, like five straight games without a sack. Yeah. That's right. But he had gone three games without a pick.
Yeah, Watson has.
Right.
Correct.
And then he had the picks, you know, yesterday. But look. Even on those, a lot of times you could say, well, he's throwing into double coverage deep, which he had a tendency to do.
He had one of those.
But the other one, that defensive lineman that made that athletic, acrobatic, tip it up in the air and catch it, that you're like, just golf clap that dude and go, that was a well-done play, sir. That wasn't his fault. But some weeks, you just need him to be a game manager.
Yep.
Other weeks, you need him to be heroic.
Here's what's a little concerning for me is I thought the defense played okay and at times. At times, part of the concern is, man, Colt McCoy kind of made your defense look a little vulnerable. How is that possible?
Where was Colt McCoy the last 5 years? Houston needed somebody.
He goes out there 6 of 12 with a touchdown in relief, almost wins the game for you.
Yep.
Now, I get it. This should have been 26 to 21 because you did have the missed field goal. But it's not pretty right now. But you know what? It doesn't matter. In the NFL, I bet you to a person, they would tell you, yeah, we're not playing great. We're not playing our best football, but we're winning. And that's what that's literally all that matters.
And
is, are
is
you
one
winning?
Of those
and
years
they are.
When there's a lot, normally there's a lot of like high competitive parity where all the good teams are really fighting within a game of each other. But this year's a different year where you have so many teams that are like middle of the pack to bottom feeders and only four teams at the top that are doing really well. So with that, hey, you've had several long winning streaks. You know, San Diego finally snapped theirs at, what, 6?
Yeah.
Texans are at 7. Saints are at 7 or 8. But normally you don't see that many streaks that in one season by multiple teams.
Hey, look, 7, it's hard to win in the NFL. It's
no
hard
doubt.
To, it's
That's
hard
what
to
I'm
win.
Saying.
It's hard to have a winning record in the NFL. Look at the parity this year, like you said, and to win 7 in a row, forget about
so
it.
You
man.
This, it's like you'll the take year. It. This, you know what this is, Barry? This
Doesn't
is the
matter.
Year that the Rockets won 20 some in a row.
Yeah.
You just play the schedule. Look, if a
All
team decides to choke it down the stretch, or you win a game you're supposed to lose, hey, at the end of the year, even if you get bounced in the playoffs, you look back and go, you know what? That was a hell of a ride.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do right now. So we'll talk more about the Texans, but we got plenty more to get to. Is that Mikey? Either way, we see you. We'll try and get to you next segment. But don't go anywhere. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, hey, listen, I got a tip for you guys, man. We know that Thursday is Thanksgiving, and I want you to be able to eat what you want. So why don't you join me tomorrow night at Vortex? I'm going to go work out. Go tonight if you want to get started. But I'm going to be there tomorrow taking the Rumble class. I want you to join me, man. Come out, get in shape, try it out, see if you like it. And then I know you're going to like it. I know you're going to want to sign up and then start working out with me, because New Year's is just around the corner, and so are New Year's resolutions. But why wait? Start getting in shape now. You can eat what you want on Thursday. You don't have to feel guilty about it. And Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. Now that sounds fancy, because it is. It's a very nice and luxurious gym, but the prices aren't luxurious. That's the cool thing about it. You want to come out and do a Rumble class or a ride class with me? $25 classes individually. You can get a $40 unlimited walk-ins class for 1 week to try the whole thing out. And then when you want to sign up, you can get a monthly unlimited Rumble or ride membership for only $195 a month. Now, the spin studio is outstanding. 48 bikes in total, 3 rows. So there's always going to be room for you. I love the Rumble class the most because it's taught by Trey. He's a boxer, man, and he knows what he's doing. He teaches you actually how to box. He teaches you how to throw a jab. He teaches you the right way to throw a hook, to throw a cross, to slip punches, to dip. And it's a full body workout in both classes. So you don't have to worry about, well, it's just boxing. Am I just going to work out my shoulders? Nope. full body workout in both classes and in just 45 minutes. You can do it in the morning. You can do it in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. They've got classes during the morning and night and all week long for you to check it out. For more information, you can go online at vortextexas.com. You can sign up there. You can look at the classes and see what they have to offer. You can also call them. 281-501-3094 is the number. 281-501-3094. Or once again, check them out at vortextexas.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Houston's restaurant market is one of the best. And if you've not been to Jackson's Grill House and Bar, you're truly missing out. Whether you're in the mood for burgers, pizza and beer, or steak and seafood paired with awesome wine and cocktail options, Jackson's Grill House and Bar is your go-to spot for great food and good vibes. Enjoy a lakefront atmosphere and live music, or join Jackson's in support of our local sports teams and check out the games in the bar area. Lunch, brunch, and dinner, Jackson's Grill House and Bar. Boardwalk in Town Lake on Barker Cypress off 290.
Have you ever wanted to place a bet but didn't because you were afraid to pick the wrong team? This Thanksgiving, it's finally possible for you to get a 100% refund on your bet if you lose it. With the Turkey Day Free Play, you can bet the spread on either the Bears or the Lions. If it wins, you win. If it loses, MyBookie will give your money back up to $250. You literally cannot lose. It's no risk, all gravy. New to sports betting and have lots of questions? That's okay too, because MyBookie's patient customer service can walk you through any questions you have about how betting works. Sign up this week and MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. It's a great way to bank even more money when you win. Log on to MyBookie right now and use promo code RADIO to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code RADIO. You don't need a promo code for your Turkey Day free play. If you lose, we'll credit the money back into your account automatically. What are you waiting for? Sign up today and don't miss out on the gravy train at MyBookie.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
To the end zone. Intercepted! Picked off by Justin Reed, the rookie, up the sideline, and he is going to go! Yards!
Damn, that's a long way to run. I'm not going to make it. That was the first thing I saw. I saw everybody running down there, and I was like, that's going to be a cool picture in the end zone. But I'm not going to be a part of it. I mean, it was 101 yards, and I knew we were going to kick off right away. And I was like, we got to play again, so I need to find the oxygen tank. But it was incredible. I mean, he's been playing good all year. For to have a 101-yard interception return for a touchdown in that situation to flip the field, flip the score, gigantic. So I loved it, and I made sure to go give him a high five after he came back.
J.J. Watt and the call courtesy of Greg Gumbel and CBS. As Reed has been fantastic all year, but none bigger or better a play than the one right there with the 100-plus yard interception return, kind of changed the tone and set the table, as J.J. said. But you know what? As we were talking about before the break, bottom line is, it doesn't matter how you win the game as long as you continue to win. And sure, you can say there's been a couple of coaching gaffes. There's been,
along the way.
Yeah, go miss field goals, backup quarterbacks throwing interceptions for touchdowns. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is,
they win.
You could have lost those games.
Yep.
Instead, you won those games. And now you're sitting in a prime position because in the process of all this going on with you, 2 weeks ago, we looked at a Tennessee team that kind of manhandled the Cowboys, and we thought, wow, they're only a game back. They're really coming.
And then,
the
Colts
they got their
favor.
Ass yeah. handed to them by a Colts team that surprisingly is playing way better, and Andrew Luck playing way better than anybody expected. And when you look at it across football, Everybody thought this was the worst division in football. It's not even close when you look at the NFC East.
I don't know if I'm ready to. I've heard this morning on Sit Up or whatever it's called, where they were talking about
Spit Up.
Yeah, well, they were talking about Andrew Luck might be the MVP. I'm like, okay.
Oh, let's not go that far.
Let's pump the brakes. He's playing great. Don't get me wrong, but let's slow down a little bit. But one of the things that when I sat down to watch the game, first thing I noticed was, oh boy, here we go again. Get down to the red zone and can't get a touchdown. Happens a couple of different times where they have to settle for a field goal. That's something this team, if they're going to be taken serious in the playoffs, they're going to have to resolve that. They're going to have to figure out, if you've got it first and goal at the five, you should be scoring the majority of the
time.
Have
some swagger when you do it. Like, have some confidence when you're on the red zone. Jeez. Like, it almost feels like when they're in the red zone, they're like, oh my God, are we going to screw this up?
Right.
Are we going to screw this up?
As long as we don't turn it over. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But one right off the bat, what I did notice they had a wide shot. I don't know what you professional broadcasters call that, but they had a rooftop shot of the whole stadium.
Oh, the overhead. I got you.
Tons of empty seats.
No,
for
they've been
a 6-3 team that, well, they didn't know they were going to lose their quarterback for the year. 6-3 team. Well, and that place looked empty.
This has been a big thing with them with the last couple weeks. The players actually bought tickets to give them away.
Yeesh.
Because Josh Norman has been extremely outspoken about the fact that maybe we should just play all our games on the road.
Oof.
Because the home crowd has been that bad. And, of course, he was like, look, I might take the shots for this, but I'm just being honest. It's been awful. It's looked like the Rockets game a quarter and a half in at home games. But at the same time, this is, you know, football.
Got that little jab in.
Yeah, this is football. And you know, and in the NFL... Unless you're in the kind of temporary housing of the LA teams, you know, you've got loyal fan bases. And the Redskins have always been known from the back to the days of the Hogs and everything else as football fanatics. And they're just not showing up. But you look at everything that happened, too. And I'll tell you this. And I don't know how you feel about whether CBS should have showed the replay or not. But I actually started tweeting a couple of friends and texting them just private messages going, did y'all see Alex Smith's foot when he tried to bring his leg up? Because it reminded me of Sam Bowie when his leg snapped on the court.
Yeah.
And you were thankful that he had a sock on because it kept the leg from just doing like a pinwheel. And I looked at it quickly, and you could tell by the way he quickly, the helmet came off. He's trying to pull the jersey over his face. And you're like, that's not just I got hit by two guys and went down kind of thing. And then when I went back on the DVR, I was like, oh, boy. So when they came back and said, we're not going to show it to you.
They showed it. They showed it.
CBS didn't show it after the break.
Absolutely.
No, they did. They did.
They absolutely showed it. I rewound it like six times.
He said he wouldn't show it like in that broadcast, but CBS kept it.
Yeah, I was going to say, but during the game broadcast, they didn't show it right away. They're like, if it matters that much to you, there's great places you can see it.
No, during the, I mean.
They showed it again in the broadcast,
I had it on the DVR. Yeah.
Really? Because you heard him like I did say, we're not going to show it to you, but take our word for
it. They said, we're not going to show it again. Again.
Is what he said.
Right. They showed it originally.
They showed the original replay of his leg.
Because they didn't. That's when they didn't know that.
Looking like a Santa's hat.
Yeah, the producer didn't pick up on the fact that his leg snapped. But here's the really eerie, ironic thing.
The two things that.
It's the absolute day anniversary of 30-some years ago, Joe Theismann's leg did the same thing.
I read that there was the two coincidences. One, it was the same day. And same injury, and the final score was the same in both games.
Is that right?
That's crazy, isn't it?
Oh,
that's weird.
Man.
Yeah, it was nasty, and I feel bad for the guy. I mean, I thought he was playing really well. When you talk about, it's funny because I'm sitting there thinking about you and I, how we always talk about him being a game manager. Mm-hmm. And you don't maybe, and I'm thinking, damn, are we unfair to Alex Smith because the way he was running the ball? I mean,
yeah, he's
no Lamar Jackson, but
right.
You don't manage the game if you're running around like that. So to his credit, I felt bad for him because he has this team at 6-3. They looked like that they're in a winnable division, and now
sure.
Now it's Colt McCoy and guys like T.J. Yates.
No, it's done.
The
butt fumble is back.
Oh my God!
Dirty
it's
Sanchez
even worse than I
is
thought.
Once again in the NFL. Mark Sanchez
they
was signed,
signed
or by
they the I saw him work. Good I saw Lord. Him working him out.
ESPN
I didn't know.
Just broke it. Sanchez is signed.
Good
Dang.
Lord! Yeah,
he'll be the
backup.
That's
where you're at. Well, enjoy your division win, Cowboys.
I tell you what, Alex Smith. He had a.
That's what I said. I put it. Yeah. We were talking
enjoy
about
your
today.
Division win.
I was like, you know what? Everything just fell into place for the Cowboys to walk right into this division title.
Yeah. Well,
Eagles got blasted again.
Who was the genius that said they would win the division on the show?
I don't know. Who was that?
I don't know. I think his last name was Sharara. I don't know who that guy is.
Neck Sharara?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
You took Dallas.
Have you seen those memes, by the way? The guy with the neck?
The dude's in prison, right?
He's out now. Did y'all talk about this last week?
No.
I saw that neck,
this
though.
This neck, dude, that looked it's like... My ridiculous. First thought was, oh, my God, is his head on a volcano?
It was so weird. It looked so weird.
So I had to get in on the meme, so I made one as Saint Nick. I just put a Santa hat on him and called him Saint Nick. But some of the memes are hilarious. They had a Kaepernick.
I was going to say, the one kneeling with Kaepernick's fro was fantastic.
Tyler said I should take my headshot for comedy and put it on there and just put Barry Laminick. So I think that's I'm going to do that. Funny. I know. I think I'm going to do that and put it on my Instagram. That
you should have just
funny.
Did it.
Yeah. I got to give credit to Tyler for it. But he also said he called us the usual suspects or the usual susnecks.
Yeah.
With neck Sharara. Tyler was killing it, man, with his neck jokes.
But all right, Tyler. It was funny up until that point. You know?
Neck Sharara? That's better than puss, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's probably
easy,
true.
Easy.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
Probably true.
Settle down, fart. Yeah, the memes are really good, though. They had Netflix and chill.
That's good.
Yep. I saw they had Star Neck, the next generation.
I knew you were going to get a kick at it. Right when I saw that picture, I'm like, Laminack is going to have a field
and
day
please,
with this
don't
thing.
Send me any more. I think I've seen them all. I don't need the same 50 memes sent to me again. But they
well,
were
I sent you a
so
couple,
outstanding.
And I was going to let you know if you wanted to use them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You and the you same 7 to 8 guys that thought it would be funny to send me jokes last week.
Don't rope me in with just anybody now.
I had a couple more notes on the Texans, and then we'll get these calls in before. Oh, no, we got to go to break, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, guys. We'll get you next.
I will say, though, to your point about Alex Smith, I mean, he had a perfectly placed throw to Vernon Davis that he dropped. And I'm telling you, that would have changed the narrative of the game.
Yeah.
Well, and you think about it from a Redskins perspective, as much as people were questioning, did they make the right decision? Cousins looked pretty bad at times last night, and you think about how much it's similar to the Le'Veon Bell situation where you had to overpay Cousins for 2 years while you debated back and forth whether he's worth a long-term deal. They probably made the right move because they signed Alex Smith for less money, and they're probably getting more productivity out of him. The biggest question now is how long is the rehab and when is
how
he going to be
gonna
able
to take? Is if, his career
if
over?
He, if he yeah. comes back,
that was
is
the
question. He going to
correction?
Be able
it wasn't
to
Vernon Davis, but it was a wide receiver. It was a perfectly placed.
It was Jordan Reed, or
yeah, it was a perfectly placed pass, but it was dropped, and I was like, man, that could completely change the momentum of the game.
Sure,
you know, and I think Alex Smith does get that label too much about game manager, and that's why I thought it was good that you guys brought it up because. I don't know where this team would be without Alex Smith. I actually give him a lot more credit than I
because
feel like people
you think
give
about it,
him.
Too. Their running game got stifled before the season even started because Geis got hurt. They had to bring in Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, just sidebar, I said that he should have been the backup to Lamar Miller for a reason. I don't care how old that dude is. He's still got stuff left in the tank.
Man, his jump cuts were
did you see him
sick.
Jump cut go yeah. to the corner of the end zone? And the Honey Badger went, nope, I'm not catching him on that one. Give him credit.
He had some sick. But, I mean, dude, give credit to Lamar Miller and Alfred Blue and that offensive line. Yeah, they rushed for, what, 132 yards between the two of them? 4.3 yard average for Miller and a 5.8 yard average for Blue. You can give them a lot of props and give that offensive line a lot of props. And an undermanned offensive line. Those two injuries, that was it. They were going to have to bring in a tight end at guard if they sustained another injury. So props all the way around to that. And two more things I wanted to say from my notes. One, Trey Quinn's first down celebrations, pretty dope. I know he's a Redskin, but I was enjoying that young man when he got a couple of first downs and he kind of hyped it up. That and, where the hell did my other note go? Oh, I lost
it. Just wrapping
it.
Up my point on Alex Smith while you think of that, though. The bottom line is there was a team that could never sniff the division title over the last how many years, even with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And you lose your starting running back before the season starts, and yet you were winning in the division before he got hurt. You got to give him props.
Yep, I would agree. It was Vernon Davis, I think, that dropped
it was.
That touchdown,
I was just going to correct myself again. I got a direct message on Twitter
and
saying it
Brandon
wasn't.
Brandon Scarlett had an outstanding game. Even before the interception, that dude was balling. So those are my notes.
Yeah, I mean, again, stepping up where they needed to and doing what they need to do. So give them credit where credit is due. 7 in a row as we continue to roll on here on the usual suspects. You want to talk some Texans, we're here for you. If you want to talk about other things and you got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. HRNP Listener Line, back with more usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
For sports.
is ESPN 97.5.
Our pride is strong. Our roots are deep. Our pledge to help Houston businesses thrive is never-ending. So it's no surprise Allegiance Bank is Houston's largest community bank. In fact, community is what Allegiance is all about. We believe investing back into our city, providing extraordinary personalized service, exceptional products, and even no-cost online banking and refunded ATM fees help keep Houston's economy humming. We are Houston's bank. We are Allegiance Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, I'm Brooks Powell, a Houston entrepreneur that you probably recognize from my recent appearance on Shark Tank, where I pitched Thrive Plus, a product designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and even make you feel better the next day. To use Thrive Plus, just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. It's that simple. Don't believe that it works? Try us. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, we will give you your money back. It's obvious why Thrive Plus is Houston's fastest growing startup. Try it today at DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 57cash.com yesterday, and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 57cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 57cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 57cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 57cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 57cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 57cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 57cash.com. Type www.57cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, glad to have you along for the ride. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday, and hopefully you're warm inside. The weather outside, not so great. But hey, it's a holiday week, so everybody's got to be spirited and in good frame of mind, hopefully. You've got some gigs coming up too, so you're gonna have some good news.
Dude,
for the listeners too.
Yeah, while I was in El Paso, Ken from the Joke Joint, the owner, reached out and was like, "Hey, you want to headline this weekend? I got nobody." I was like, "Well, of course. I'm glad I'm your last resort, but hell yeah, I'll do it again. We'll run it back." So I didn't think I was gonna be able to headline again until, because usually it's once a year. They'll only let you headline a club once a year. Not just there, everywhere, like around the country, whether you're so I was pleasantly surprised. Also, a little pressure to come up with some new jokes by Friday. So working on that, too. So if you came last time, I'll have – there is new stuff in the set that you didn't hear last time. But what we'll do is I'll do a ticket giveaway, as I always try to do when I have shows. So we'll do that between 2 and 2:15. And then maybe we'll do a couple more either today or throughout the week. So stay tuned. You know I'm going to take care of y'all. Just go. I hate.
Well, I don't.
I tell you
I
what.
Don't. Nick maybe does, but
what?
Know that you're going to take care of y'all. But I know you take care of the listeners.
Yeah. Well, there's also a promo code. If you don't win, I'll give you the promo code. It's just Barry is funny. If you go to the website, you can get half off your tickets. Only online, though, not at the door. You got to pay full price at the door. But if you get them on, if you don't win and you want to go, just use Barry is funny as your promo code, half off. And yeah, if you guys want to, if you two want to go, let me know. I know you won't because you got family, I'm sure.
I don't. But the funny thing is, we woke up this morning. And she goes, "So what are we gonna do for Thanksgiving?" Because she's vegan, but she likes all the sides. And I was like,
"Tofu turkey."
Hadn't even thought about
it. God, your wife is a soldier for Thanksgiving. She's not. She's a vegan on Thanksgiving too.
Yeah, she still, believe me, she'll get her fill of the sides.
Okay.
But, yeah.
God, that takes some discipline.
Not to mention the fact that I find chocolate hidden, so I know she gets. she still has her fixes in too.
Demetrius said this is the first time I saw Gilbert Gilbert Gottfried was in Beverly Hills Cop 2. And see, I don't remember really any of his movies. I really don't.
I want to say there's one called The Fugitive. Wasn't he in The Fugitive?
It's a good movie, by the way.
I only remember him from stand-up. I really couldn't.
It may not be that movie.
I think Harrison Ford was The Fugitive.
I mean, yeah, it was Harrison Ford. But I mean, he might have been in it. But I remember, I mean, I saw Beverly Hills Cop 2, but I don't remember him in it. I never saw Problem Child. I don't remember a lot of these. I know him from his stand-up and Saturday Night Live and The Roast and all that stuff.
No, I'm with you. Absolutely.
Somebody said, I hate Ramsey's mouth, but rumors are stirring that the Jags might be listening to trades. I think the Texans should be real interested in trading for him. What are y'all's thoughts?
Jags denied the report. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but I would love to have him.
Of course. If you can get him. Absolutely. Yeah. That's a no-brainer. Yep. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Because, you know, I read the article where they went in depth about the fact that he's rubbed the organization, his coaches, and his teammates the wrong way, and you know all these different things. He's young, but let's just remember one thing: this is such an anti-McNair move. Mm-hmm. He's so damn good. It's like Marcus Peters when the Chiefs said that they were done. The Rams and everybody else were lining up in line, going, "We'll take him. Mm-hmm. If you don't want him, we'll take him." Akeem Talib, we'll take him because you know what? On Sundays, he can play.
Yeah, well, he got a little bit exposed versus the Saints.
He did.
They picked on him. Yeah. And I'm sure he's looking to bounce back. That's going to be interesting tonight watching the Chiefs. And that's one of my keys is, the Rams without Cooper Kupp. I want to see what happens
That's my big thing.
That's going to be interesting. And then the fact that Marcus Peters got picked on by the Saints. Are the Chiefs going to do that again? Are they going to pick on him? And
But they're getting Talib back. So that's big. So you get Talib back. That helps with the secondary. But my biggest thing, in which I said this last week, we both know these teams can score. But we both know that the Rams have an all-world defense on paper. The Chiefs have been a paper defense for most of the year, but they're starting to get a little healthier. Whosever defense plays better, in my mind, advantage them. That's where it's going to probably lean.
When you look at these two teams and the numbers, it's insane how similar they are. Points per game, 35.3 for the Chiefs, 33.5 for the Rams. So they're basically putting up the same amount of points. Points allowed per game, 24 to 23. Total yards, 432 to 459. Total yards allowed, 432. There's where the difference is, 376 for the Rams. So the Rams are better defensively than the Chiefs. The Chiefs seem like they can't stop anybody, but they're climbing. They're now in the middle of the pack in the NFL as a defense as far as points allowed. And they're really only giving up one more game than the Rams. So they're kind of starting to become this bend but don't break defense. But, you know, like we've said, the Chiefs and the Saints, we early in the year we were talking about that they're going to just have to outscore their opponents. They're starting to play defense, and that's why they're starting to make it a three-horse race instead of just, it looks like the Rams are running away with it. No, the Chiefs ain't going anywhere, and I'm not so sure that the Saints might not be better than both of these teams at this point.
I just, after watching them yesterday, and watching what they did, like you said, when they start exposing the Rams, which are supposed to have this all-world defensive unit, and the way that they have the two-headed monster, they have so many ways to beat you. They got a veteran quarterback. Look, I've said it may be different at the end of the season, but at this point, last week, this week, I could not be more impressed with the New Orleans Saints. They overtook the Rams in my mind. They're the number one team in football. Clarence already corrected me because I said they'd won like 7 or 8 in a row. Well, they've won 9 in a row. They lost their opener to the Buccaneers Fitzmagic. They have not lost since.
What an ugly loss.
Tip of the hat, though.
Hang it up,
since
Clarence.
Then, so.
All right, so if I made you choose between these three different you have to choose one or the other, all right, for each position. Quarterback, Mahomes or Goff?
I'm taking Mahomes.
Taking Mahomes. Running back, Hunt or Gurley?
I'm taking Gurley.
No-brainer. Here's where I think it's a little tougher. Receiver, Hill or Cooks?
I'm going to take Cooks.
Okay.
Simply because Hill's all speed, But Cooks is an experienced receiver that not only can run the deep route and pop the top on the defense, but his whole life, he's not just been a kick returner, punt returner. He's been across the middle. He knows what to do, what not to do. He can create space sometimes with guys right on him. But, yeah, that's a tough call, too.
Yeah, I think I would probably go Hill because of the speed. I mean, speed kills. It's something you can't really teach.
Cooks isn't exactly slow.
No, not at all. But, I mean, and the other reason would be the dynamics of the punt returns and the kickoff returns. And
if that you factor that in, then I hear what you're saying.
Because he's a little more versatile. So
other receiver would be a great, an interesting call, which you'd probably give advantage to Cooper Kupp, but he's out.
Yeah.
And that hurts because he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Well, as opposed to what Hill or the Kupp, Chiefs got with Sammy Watkins.
Yeah. He's questionable, I think, for the game, too. Watkins is.
And defense. Who you got?
Oh, Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm taking the Rams defensively.
Special teams. Look, that's pretty interesting because you got two really good kickers and, you know, and decent punters. So, and again, in a game like this, that could factor in, too. You know, can you get change the field position battle and pin somebody back? Can you make a long field goal? So it's.
I feel like they said the over-under is the largest, I think, in the Super Bowl era at 63.5. I think I would still take the over.
I think I would too.
I had to go back and look at my sheet because I do that, and I haven't been great at the over-unders, but I come up with something. Oh. But the one of the things that I've been kind of surprised, so since the game moved back to L.A., it was going to be in Mexico City, it's back in L.A., the Rams are favored on the matchup predictor by almost 64% over the Chiefs, but the spread is only 3. So I thought that number would move when the game moved from Mexico City to LA, but that also, I guess, tells you a little bit about the fact that, one, if these teams played on a neutral field, you get the 3-point advantage, right? The number was 3 when they were in Mexico. The number is still 3 in LA. So is Vegas basically telling you that there's no home field advantage, really, that the Rams are just 3 points better? I don't know how to take that. It's kind of confusing. But I like, if you're going to give me, in a battle like that, if you're going to give me 3 points, I'm taking the team that's getting the 3 points, whether it be the Rams or the Chiefs. I think it's going to be like a Big 12 game in the NFL, though. It's going to be like Oklahoma State, West Virginia.
You know, you always say in a game like that, you always say whoever gets the ball last.
Yeah.
But whoever maybe scores, I don't know. But that's why I said defense is going to be so key, that if you get one of these two defenses to step up and get whoever gets the biggest, a big stop,
if they can
be the difference
stop.
In the game. Yeah, because look, you talk about high powered and then there's turbocharged, and these are both turbocharged offenses.
Indeed. So. All right. Hey, guys, for a limited time, I don't know if you knew this, but Cowboys and Indies is celebrating their 2-year anniversary. And on Mondays and Tuesdays, as a thank you to Cowboys and Indians patrons that have come out there and showed some love and supported them, they will be offering 30% off all the items on the Indian Kitchen side of the menu. Let me say that again. 30% off all of the items on the Indian Kitchen side of the menu on Mondays and Tuesdays, but for a limited time. So get out there and get it. Also, if you use code TASTYDELIVERY on Uber Eats, they'll deliver it for free. How cool is that? And man, if you have not tried Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen yet, I don't know what you're waiting on. I mean, I've had so many listeners get back to me and tell me that the food was actually as good or better than I said it would be. And they were kind of surprised about that because I've hyped them up. But man, I've not had one person get back to me and tell me they didn't like the food there. Not one single person. And I'm confident that if you go out there and try the food, you're going to love it as well. They've got a really diverse menu. You can get burgers. You can get chicken curry, chicken fried steak. You can get lamb vindaloo, all kinds of. That's the beauty of this fusion restaurant between Southern comfort and Indian food, is they've got it all. They've got all of the options for you, including healthy, if you want to do that as well. If you mention ESPN 97.5 and the Usual Suspects, you get 20% off one of my favorites, the non-quesadillas. So try that as well. And you can use that code that I told you about, Tasty Delivery, for Uber Eats and have it delivered for free. Or use DoorDash or Grubhub, your choice. Don't forget the full service bar. Don't forget trivia nights on Wednesdays. Don't forget to follow them on Facebook and Instagram, CNI713. 1901 Taft in Midtown, as I told you, CNI713 on Facebook and Instagram. Guys, make sure you take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, y'all. There's nothing like it.